Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King. The Employment Minister has welcomed a 5.75% increase to the minimum wage, saying it's the best decision in the history of pay reviews. Tony Burke says it will benefit nearly 3 million workers from next month.
Today, the Fair Work Commission has handed down the best decision for the minimum wage in the history of these decisions. They've handed down the best outcome for award wages in the history of these decisions.
A woman has died and several people have been injured following two incidents in the goldfields. Police were called to a home in Leonora last night, finding the woman in her 30s with critical injuries. She later died in hospital. Several people were found injured following a disturbance at a nearby address. Assistant Police Commissioner Tony Longhorn says the incidents are believed to be related.
We have two people that are assisting us with our inquiries that are currently in Kalgoorlie. It's too early to the forensic examination and other investigations are yet to be done.
A teenager is fighting for life and two other boys are stable with serious burns after a house fire in Geraldton. They've been flown to Perth Children's Hospital overnight. A fourth child has been discharged after being treated locally. The arson squad is today inspecting the property to determine the cause of the fire. Premier Mark McGowan is spending his final day in office after announcing his shock resignation on Monday. He says he has no regrets and has thanked WA for its ongoing support over the past 6 years. In sport, round 12 of the AFL gets underway tonight at the MCG with the Demons taking on Carlton. West Coast will host the Magpies tomorrow at Optus Stadium, while coach Adam Simpson has confirmed new recruit Ryan Marrick will line up in the Waffle this weekend. The 18-year-old arrived in Perth yesterday, less than 24 hours after being snapped up by the club with pick one in the mid-season draft. And Perth Wildcats captain Jesse Wagstaff has re-signed with the club, returning for his 15th NBL season.